shall he have that killed a deer? His lead is
that's number one on my iPod, by the way. What shall he have who killed the deer? 720 WGN. John Landecker welcoming into the studio Daryl Cloran and Lakeisha Renee from the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. They are going to do As You Like It with Beatles music, correct?
Correct.
Daryl, you're the director.
I am.
And you are the...
Rosalind.
You are, what would you call that? The main character, the...
Yeah, the female lead.
The female lead.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care to explain? You know what? I don't understand. Why? How is it that Shakespeare remains at the forefront of drama after all these years? Is it because nobody can understand what he's saying? I mean,
no, it's because the stories are so timeless, right? Like As You Like It, As You Like It is about love. It's about people falling in love, like romantic love. It's about love between like a father and a daughter. It's something that everybody can relate to.
You obviously know your Shakespeare, right?
I do.
What was it about Shakespeare that attracted you? Because I know a ton of people that it didn't attract. You know what
because,
I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Because as a director, I can play with it. I can reinterpret it, right? Like,
ooh.
Because, you know, it's hundreds of years old and Shakespeare's not around to tell me that I can't do it. So
yeah.
So I can take the script and I can cut out half of the text and I can jam in 25 Beatles songs and tell the story in a way I'd like to.
Okay, how'd you get the rights to the Beatles songs?
That was harder than the rights to Shakespeare.
Oh, I'm sure. Sure it was.
It was, you know, it was a little bit of Canadian magic, because the first production we did was in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Uh-huh.
And so as a small theater in Vancouver, we asked and they said, well, okay.
You're a small theater in Vancouver, so you can use
yeah.
it.
And that worked.
And you so just forgot to tell them that you were going to Chicago.
Yeah, right. Each time we've asked, they've said yes. So.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's complicated. Like there's like seven different like publishing houses and
oh, I know.
Owners we have to deal
I
with.
Know,
and,
I know,
like, so
I mean,
yeah.
For movies and television and commercials is extremely expensive.
Yeah. Well, the great thing is Shakespeare doesn't take a royalty, so we can pay it all to the Beatles.
What's your acting background?
Oh, okay. I started on a musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for a while. And then I studied in LA for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Where?
At the Art of Acting Studio. So
yeah.
It's the sister school of Stella Adler in New York.
Yes.
And then I was fortunate enough to study at RADA in London, which...
No kidding.
Yeah. It was amazing, amazing program. Had a lot of fun, met a lot of great friends.
I'll bet.
Yeah. So that's pretty much my acting background, training-wise.
Yeah.
I've mostly done musicals, theater. This is my first like professional Shakespeare play, actually. Yeah.
And how do you feel about that? And you're the lead.
I'm the lead.
Yeah.
Crazy enough.
So that's got to be good.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
It's pretty amazing.
How was the... Where did the idea come to marry the... Because I'm looking up As You Like It. And as you heard, whatever that was, what shall he have that killed the deer?
Yeah.
Is a song that's in it.
It is.
It is in it.
Not in our production.
Not in ours.
But
not
I'm
ours.
Like, this is already, I didn't know Shakespeare did musicals.
It was. That's why, right? Because it is already a musical. So it was easy to add music to it. And to
aha. Yeah. Well, we're not going to take a break now, but when we take a break, we're coming back with another one of the, I think it's called Under the Greenwood Tree.
Yeah, also not in our show.
But it's done by Donovan.
Oh, you know, nice. Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, what?
What?
True, yeah. I had to make sure that it was the right song. Because what would Donovan be doing? Well, I mean, he's like, you know, he was English, but other than that. So you, I see. So you've replied. Well, how many songs are there in the original Shakespeare play?
Only a few. So we, I cut more than half of the script out of there. So
when you say you're using, do you guys sing the Beatles songs or are you playing recordings?
No, the cast sings the Beatles songs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And it's that's like, great. It's like woven right in like a musical. So like when Rosalind, she's, you know, has her speech and then sings.
I got an idea. Wait a minute.
No.
I'm not going to ask you to sing unless of course you want to. What do you say, folks? 3129.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So this is October 6th through November 21st. Where?
Chicago Shakespeare Theater.
Yeah. And you have a list of 28 different Beatle tunes.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Well, I think that's exactly right, if you really want to know. So, if I say a Beatles song to you,
yeah,
a title,
okay,
can you tell me what the corresponding place is in the script?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, this is going to be good. Money, that's what I want.
So. That starts the show. So we're like in the court of the Duke who runs the place, and everybody. It's a real sort of corporate, brutal kind of world.
Yeah,
and they all sing about how much they want money.
Yes,
and then Orlando, who's our hero, comes in, and under his breath, he starts to sing "Money Can't Buy Me Love" to show that he's gonna work against the corporate greed.
Right. So that's obviously "Can't Buy Me Love," as opposed to money. Exactly. Because the best things in life are free, but you can keep them for the birds and the bees, right? God,
that's right.
I didn't know I could do Shakespeare.
You're basically in the show now.
Renowned poet we have
yes,
here.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Let's match up Beatles songs and where they are and As You Like It when we come back on 720 WGN. Come hither, come hither, come hither. Donovan doing Shakespeare, the musical. Come hither, come hither. Come hither. We're talking to Daryl Corman and Lakeisha Renee, who are, Daryl's the director and Lakeisha is the main star of the Chicago Shakespeare Theater production of As You Like It, which is described to me as a comedy.
It is.
Romantic comedy. Wouldn't you say, Daryl?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Lots of people fall in love. Lots of jokes. Lots of people fall in love.
Yeah.
Also, lots of wrestling.
Lots of
wrestling. I was going to get to that because I'm reading the various parts of this play and it lists the characters, right? I mean, and then it says wrestler.
Yep.
So what kind of... This is the strangest thing I've ever heard of.
So in like...
Wait a minute. You got Beatles songs and wrestling?
Yeah, we do. Doesn't it sound like fun?
Sounds like absolute blast.
But like in Shakespeare's script, there's a wrestling match, right? So we had to figure out like how to do that. And so because we set this in the 60s with the Beatles music,
we've turned it into
early professional wrestling.
Gotcha.
And because it's so much fun, we actually have a 15-minute wrestling pre-show that happens before the show even happens. So like if you show up 15 minutes early and come sit in your seat, you'll see 15 minutes of WWE style wrestling.
No.
That happens before
you're kidding
before
me.
We speak any word of Shakespeare.
Seriously?
15 minutes of wrestling.
I mean, do they come out there and go, I'm gonna bury you?
They do exactly that.
That's exactly it. You nailed it.
It's great. And these actors are incredible that they're able to do this.
Like my jaw is dropped. I think this is so awesome. But wrestling is also part of the script.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to ask why, but is this the only play that Shakespeare has wrestling in?
I think so. I think it's unique. I mean, there's lots of battles and things in Shakespeare's plays, but like to have like a wrestler in it, this is... Yeah.
So you said an important sentence just a few seconds ago. You've set this in the 60s.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. It is.
I was trying to figure out, you know, ancient Shakespeare... outfits doing nope. Can't Buy Me Love.
No, it's totally 1960s, and like the costumes are fully 60s.
Is that your idea?
Yep.
That's a darn good idea.
Good job, Daryl.
Excellent.
You've done well.
Yeah. All right, so where was I? Songs. We can work it out.
Okay, well, I'll let Lakeisha talk about that.
So that one is actually the first song in the play, and it happens with Celia, because we start the play and Rosalind's depressed because her father just got banished, and Celia is like her best friend, her sister. So it's essentially a song that is trying to cheer Rosalind up. She's like, try to see it my way, you know, using the lyrics to try to cheer her up. And by the end of the song, magically, Rosalind has decided that she can be happy now.
Do you sing the entire song?
For the most part, we do. Sometimes we cut like a chorus or beat to make them fit. But like, yeah, generally, yeah.
Do you have instrumental accompaniment?
We do. Oh. That's the thing about this show, right? Is that we have a band on stage that made up of actors who play all the instruments. So it's all live music, live singing.
This really sounds awesome.
But it's incredible what we ask of the actors, right? They have to like sing and dance and play instruments and wrestle.
You know, and it sounds to me like, I may poked a little fun at, you know, is Shakespeare so popular because nobody can ever understand him? This is a great vehicle to expose younger people to Shakespeare.
Totally.
My goodness, this is awesome.
Yep, I think you're totally right. It's a really accessible way to experience Shakespeare.
I guess. Now, if they had done this when I was in high school, I'd be a thespian.
That's great.
She loves you. Not really. I mean, the song.
So this one's great because it's the moment where Rosalind falls in love with Orlando. And Orlando, this is during the wrestling match. So Orlando is taking on Charles the Wrestler. And while we sing She Loves You, so Touchstone, the clown who's like the MC for wrestling.
The fool.
He sings She Loves You. And during the wrestling, Orlando fights, and then he locks eyes with Rosalind, and we sing about how she loves you.
Okay, now I can understand how those could easily be adapted, but let's see. While my guitar gently weeps.
So that's in the forest. When we first go into the forest, one of the forest lords is singing that song out in the forest. And then there's a character named Jaques who's very depressed all the time. And so he hears this sad song and he wants them to sing more sad songs for him.
Does he have a guitar?
There is a guitar.
Okay, just checking.
Totally. Everybody goes out into the forest in their like VW van, and they bring all their instruments. They also bring some amps. Don't think too hard about where they get the power from.
Yeah, don't think too hard about that.
God, I wish you guys all the best in this. This is, here comes the sun.
Okay.
Here comes the sun. So that's the moment where Rosalind decides that she's going to drop her disguise, right, Daryl? Yeah. And she's going to marry Orlando. It's the song leading into the end of the play. So it's almost like this hopeful moment where she's like, here comes the sun. Here comes the opportunity where I'm actually able to express my love in a real way.
Okay. That sounds nice.
It's really nice.
But how about you've got to hide your love away?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this happens. Orlando has decided that he hasn't showed up, and he promised Rosalind that he was going to show up at a specific time, and he did not show up. And so Rosalind then comes out and she sings this song about she has to hide her love away. Everyone's laughing at her because the guy she loves, he hasn't showed up. And now she is embarrassed. She looks crazy, you know?
You know, before we go any further, because we don't have that much time left, how do you get tickets? Where do you go? What, you know, when does it run? All the nuts and bolts of attendance.
We start performances October 6th, and it runs until late November. It's at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, so you can go online to chicagoshakes.com and get all your tickets there.
And how many performances a week?
About eight.
Oh, so you're doing the whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
So you have nighttime and matinee performances?
We do. That's right. We do.
What's your mask policy?
Wear them.
Yeah. I dig that the most. Okay. Well, I hope everybody remembered how to get those tickets. You gave them the information. Daryl and Lakeisha, I just want to thank you both for coming in. This has just been really, really a good time.
Thanks for having
us.
Oh, sure.
And are you coming? That's the real question that everybody wants to know.
I'm sure they are. I'll have my people talk to your people.
Yeah, have your people talk to our people. Okay. You know.
Thanks for being with us.